And the, he built, he brought his sawmill there, mm-hmm. And he built a, this store building, and he built a boarding house, mm-hmm. and his brother and his wife kept the boarders, and he built lots of houses for the men that worked for him to live in, mm-hmm. and he was the, what you might call the founder of Leoma. And my mother was the beginning of the Church of Christ in Leoma. She went to all the people round about and near enough area. She went to every one of them and asked them, would they come to listen to the preacher if she got one? And they promised they would. So she then, the they were up at Dunn and over at Springer Station and at Pleasant Point, they were members of the Church of Christ. So she sent all of them word. And she got a preacher, and he stayed in our home. And my father paid him some salary, whatever it was he asked. And he was an old man. And every night, he had the rheumatism. And every night, it was my job to pull off his shoes and his socks and wash his socks. And next morning, I'd hang these socks up to dry. And next morning, I washed his feet at night. And next morning, I put his socks and his shoes on him. So I got tired of washing and drying socks. And I asked my mother if she wouldn't buy him some socks. He didn't seem to have one pair. So she just went to the store and got him about five pair of socks. And of course, he ate and slept and ate here. It was 10 days. And Papa had the men, the sawmill men, to put sawdust on the ground, and they built seats out of his lumber. You know, they had some short log, you know, the sawful log, make short enough, and then they lay the planks up on those logs, and he would dismiss everything at his mill, have all of his men, all his workmen and their families to come, and they had a large crowd, and that is the beginning of the Church of Christ in Leoma.
We're talking about food. If you food taken between regular meals, you'd call a
snacks.
Okay. And the thing that what people drink for breakfast is some of the things.
Sometimes we have some type of fruit juice, mm-hmm. and coffee.
Okay. How's coffee prepared? You say you're going to.
Well. If it's just two of us, we don't use the coffee pot. We use instant coffee, and we have the water boiling and put the however much instant coffee we want in our cup. Mm-hmm. And I don't use much coffee. I don't like strong coffee. Alan, my nephew, he puts too much in, I think. Mm-hmm. I couldn't drink it. It tastes bitter to me. And if we have visitors, if they want cream and sugar, okay. But we take it straight.
Okay, and if you're real thirsty, you might go into the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say that the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay. And you say somebody has what that glass. Somebody has.
Has drunk out of it?
Yeah, or someone has dropped the glass.
Oh, if someone has dropped it?
And has what the glass
has? Has spilled something?
Okay, you said if the glass fell off the sink, then you said the glass would be.
Has fallen?
Yeah,
or is broken?
Okay. And you said, but I didn't mean to wet that glass.
I didn't mean to set it on the edge.
So that it fell off. So
that it would fall.
Okay.